everyone. Welcome to Spanish Pod. Today we have a newbie lesson that I think you're going to like a lot. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Liliana, where is the restroom?
Yes, that's a very useful phrase.
Where is the restroom?
Yes, definitely.
Most people I know that don't speak Spanish already know this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, but it's so useful.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's worth going over again.
Yeah. So, our keyword is bathroom or restroom, and it's baño.
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 Okay, now that has the N with a squiggly mark on top.
Yeah, the ñ.
Ñ it's called.
Yes, it's okay. Called ñ.
All right, it's not an accent mark, right?
No.
It's a whole separate letter.
That's right. Baño.
Okay.
So in this lesson, we have someone that maybe is at a gas station and they just want to know where the bathroom is.
Okay, why?
Why? Because they've been driving for hours and they gotta go.
Okay.
So let's listen to the dialogue.
All right.
Dialogue, first time.
Disculpe, ¿dónde está el baño?
La segunda puerta a la derecha.
Gracias.
De nada.
Second time.
Disculpe, ¿dónde está el baño?
La segunda puerta a la derecha.
Gracias.
De nada.
Third time.
Disculpe, ¿dónde está el baño?
La segunda puerta a la derecha.
Gracias.
De nada.
Okay, we're back and we're going to break this all down for you. But first, we're going to do a translation.
Disculpe, ¿dónde está el baño?
Excuse me, where's the bathroom?
Disculpe, ¿dónde está el baño?
Sorry, where's the bathroom?
Disculpe, ¿dónde está el baño? La segunda puerta a la derecha.
The second door on the right.
La segunda puerta a la derecha.
Second door to the right.
La segunda puerta a la derecha. Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thanks.
Gracias. De nada.
You're welcome.
De nada.
No problem.
De nada.
De nada.
De nada.
Okay. Okay, that's a pretty straightforward lesson, I think. Folks, if you didn't get everything, you know, don't worry because Lily and I are going to break it down for you. Lily, let's start with the first sentence, which is, excuse me, or I'm sorry.
Disculpe.
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 Okay, so this is a polite way to get somebody's attention.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
All right. It doesn't literally mean excuse me.
No. It's like a... It's the same, like in English, when you want to say, excuse me, sir.
Okay, it's that function.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then the phrase that I want you to learn as a whole chunk, because, you know, you're going to need this so much, is where is the bathroom?
¿Dónde está el baño?
¿Dónde está el baño?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lily, can you say it a little faster so we can run it together?
¿Dónde está el baño?
¿Dónde está el baño?
¿Dónde está el baño?
Okay. Now, Lily and I, on some other day, we would break these up into the four words that they are, but I think that you should learn this whole sentence as a unit.
Yeah,
okay?
Just learn it as a chunk.
And that way, when it's time to go to the bathroom, you don't have to do grammar.
Yeah, true.
Right? So one more time. Sorry, where's the bathroom?
Disculpe, ¿dónde está el baño?
Okay, and the answer is the second door on the right. So let's start with the second.
La segunda.
La segunda. Okay. That's the word for the.
Yes. And it's la segunda because it's the door.
Okay. The second door. Now, what's our word for door?
Puerta.
Puerta.
Yes.
Okay. Puerta.
And it's feminine.
Okay.
La puerta.
La puerta. Okay. So the noun puerta is feminine. And so the adjective segunda has to be feminine too. And so does the word for the, right?
Yeah. La.
La segunda puerta, the second door. Okay, and then how do you say on the right?
A la derecha.
A la derecha. Okay, a la derecha means on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I want you to also learn that as a chunk, right? A la derecha means to the right, and you don't have to analyze any of the grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's put it together. The second door on the right.
La segunda puerta a la derecha.
Okay. And so the person now has the information they need in order to go to the bathroom. So they say, thank you.
Gracias.
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 Okay. And the answer, of course, is you're welcome.
De nada.
De nada. Okay. Now, that's not actually you're welcome, right?
No, it's like it's nothing.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
Now, is that the normal way to answer somebody?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
De nada.
De nada.
Yeah, we're very polite here in Spanish Pod.
Absolutely. Let's hear that dialogue again 3 times.
Dialogue, first time.
Disculpe, ¿dónde está el baño?
La segunda puerta a la derecha.
Gracias.
De nada.
Second time.
Disculpe, ¿dónde está el baño?
La segunda puerta a la derecha.
Gracias.
De nada.
Third time.
Disculpe, ¿dónde está el baño?
La segunda puerta a la derecha.
Gracias.
De nada.
Okay, let's do a little bit of pronunciation. Now, folks, if you're looking at the website, which is SpanishPod.com, or if you've gone to the website and downloaded the PDF and you're looking at these words, you know that a lot of the letters that we use in Spanish are the same sounds as they are in English, right? So, for example, the S is the same.
Yeah.
Right? So, gracias, it ends with an S.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some letters that are a little bit different, and some people might not be expecting that the letter D is different.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
So what was our word for nothing?
Nada.
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 Okay. Nada. That D, Lily, when you say it, it sounds like the.
Yeah.
Right? Like the in the word they.
Nada.
Nada. Okay. But when we put it together to say, you're welcome.
De nada.
De nada. Now, that's two different ways to pronounce the letter D.
That's right.
Right? The first one in the word de, that's the same way I pronounce it in English.
Yeah, that's true. De.
Okay. And then the second one is nada. That's how I totally don't pronounce it in English.
Yes.
All right. So the difference is de started the sentence, whereas nada, the D is in the middle between two soft, cushiony vowels.
That's right. It happens the same with disculpe.
Disculpe. Oops, I did it wrong. Disculpe.
Yes.
Okay. So that is a hard D sound, right?
Also because it's starting with a D.
Okay. What about... where is the bathroom?
Donde.
Donde. Okay, so that starts with a D also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So there you go, folks. That's your pronunciation session for the day. I think now we should talk about the bathroom.
The bathroom.
Right.
Okay, you know, if you say baño almost everywhere in Spanish-speaking countries, they will understand.
Okay.
But in some places like in... you know, in Spain, they say servicios.
Servicios.
Servicios. Okay, if Esti is listening to this, she will kill me, but yeah, servicios.
So that's the services.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that means bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I just wanted you to know that you can say baños o servicio.
Right. But if you say, ¿dónde está el baño? In Spain... they'll understand that.
Yeah, that, definitely, yes.
Okay.
It's just, we're just giving you extra information for culture.
Right.
Know.
Well, you know, Lily, in English, there are many words for bathroom, too.
It's bathroom, restroom. Mm-hmm. You know, the one I don't get, really, is restroom.
Really? Because that's the normal American word.
I know, but, like, you, why rest?
I don't know. In Canada, it's a washroom.
Yeah, well, that I can understand. You wash your hands,
yeah, you
right?
do other things, too.
But restroom? It's like you're going there to take a nap. It was like siesta room or something.
I don't get water closet. Actually, in the Philippines, in Filipino English, it's comfort room.
Oh. Okay, yeah. That I understand.
Do you? Okay. Well, you'll be just at home in the Philippines.
Okay, let's finish this podcast. It's just going the wrong way. Please, if you have any questions, any doubts about this lesson, just go to SpanishPod.com and leave us your comments, okay?
Okay, hasta luego.
Hasta mañana.